Hey guys, Lady Luck here. Are you going on any road trips this summer? I know I'm going to be going on a bunch of road trips. And being that I'm going to be passenger princess, I love playing on SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest has all of my favorite slot games, live blackjack, live craps. Head on over to SpinQuest right now and get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, everybody. Tim Miller from The Bulwark here. Well, that was fast. The Strait of Hormuz is closed again. I'm taping this on Saturday morning. Obviously, this is all a developing situation, but it looks like we're headed into a kind of Wayne's World style war on, war off situation. And I don't think really anybody should be surprised. I mean, when I was talking to Ben Rhodes about this yesterday, there were two things that we flagged about how what makes the situation not that stable. The first was Trump is not reliable. You can't trust what he's saying is actually what is in the deal. The counterparty, Iran, isn't particularly reliable. And then you also have our partner in the war, Israel, whose strategic aims are misaligned. That has not come to a head this morning, but my guess is that it will at some point in the near future, where Israel decides that they need to continue engaging in a battle, whether it be against Hezbollah in Lebanon or somewhere else. So I want to walk through what we know right now this morning. Top headline here is that the Strait of Hormuz is closed again. So that's where we're at. Donald Trump has spoken about that. We're going to play a little bit of that in a bit. But here are some of the logistics from Fars, Iran's like basically state news agency. It's like maybe one tick more state media than Fox. They first reported the closure. They cited that the Iranians are upset about the ongoing blockade from the United States, saying that the United States continues to engage in banditry and maritime piracy. It's a quote from the Iranian side, and they said this: as long as the United States does not agree to the complete freedom of navigation for vessels, the situation in the Strait of Hormuz will remain tightly controlled and in its previous state. The U.S. command said 23 ships had been turned around because of our blockade earlier this week. In addition to that dispute, which blockade counts, over who's going to let ships through and who's going to send them back, which is, a pretty key item. We also have reports that Iran was firing on ships in the Strait of Hormuz this morning. A U.S. defense official and a United Kingdom maritime trade official told Axios that there have been at least three attacks on commercial ships so far on Saturday. The UK MTO had reported two attacks, so at least a couple of them, at least one ship was hit and would cause some damage. There are some audio recordings that Axios has listened to that indicate that at least one of the ships was given clearance to enter the strait and then was fired upon, prompting the dispatcher to say they are turning around.
Sepa Navy, this is Motor Engastan Marhedal. You gave me clearance to go. My name second on your list. You gave me clearance to go. You are fighting now. Let me turn back.
Two of the ships fired upon were Indian vessels carrying a couple million barrels of Iraqi oil. So that is from Donica Pfeiffer and Barak Ravid over at Axios. So I want to run through, a couple of my bookmarks. I've been bookmarking tweets all morning, trying to figure out what is happening. This is kind of a good timeline breakdown from the Kobayashi letter. Yesterday, it's being Friday, 8:45 a.m., Iran's foreign minister announced the Strait of Hormuz was completely open for all commercial vessels. 9:06, President Trump thanked Iran for opening the strait. Then at 10, Trump and Iran said the U.S. are working together to remove all mines from the strait. Then Trump, between 10:40 and noon, said Iran agreed to never close the strait again. That was the president's announcement less than 24 hours ago. Donald Trump said, Iran has agreed to never close the strait again. The strait is closed right now. So his claim was eternity, free seas for eternity. 17 hours later, Iran is firing on ships of the Strait of Hormuz and saying that it's closed again. So a little off base on that prediction and commitment from the president. Later, yesterday evening, Friday evening, that Iran Speaker of the Parliament said Trump had made a bunch of claims that were false. And then the following morning here, Saturday morning, we have the strait being closed again. So that's the state of play behind the scenes. You're seeing that Trump's strategy of just like making a bunch of claims and hoping that they come to fruition. You know, he's a big friend and the advocate of the author of the Power of Positive Thinking. I think Trump does do that sometimes. He'll just be like, hey, this is going to happen and hope that he can will it into existence because he sees himself as kind of a demigod. And, you know, that isn't really working on the Iranian side because they have specific needs. Another thing that's interesting, I've seen some scuttlebutt about this, you know, and we'll be, you know, bringing in, I know obviously always on Sunday with the Bill Kristol Live, we'll bring in General Hertling and other Iran experts to kind of weigh in on this. But just some scuttlebutt out there is that, you know, there's some view on the Iranian side that, that the power struggle is still ongoing and that this foreign minister has been more of, let's say, the Delcy Rodriguez style type person of Iran, willing to work with America, and the IRGC and some of the military elements, some of the hardliners in Iran are exerting more control. And so there's some scuttlebutt that it's hard to even know like if the negotiations are with the people that will actually end up being in power. So makes it hard to make grand claims like Iran agreed to open the strait forever when, you know, you've got some hardline thugs from the military who might decide that this is their moment to seize even more power within the regime. So that's something to keep an eye on.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Dan Shapiro, who I like to turn to, he is Biden's ambassador to Israel, very middle-of-the-road guy on analyzing what is happening in the Middle East. He posted this: Trump spent all day posting things on Truth Social that had not been agreed to, trying to will them to be true by saying them publicly. This is a crazy way to do diplomacy on something this consequential, and it has to be telling the Iranians that he's desperate for an off-ramp, which only increases their leverage. I think that's exactly right. If the Iranians look at this, they look at Trump and Vance and say, these guys want out. And so we want to get more money. We want to get a higher toll on the strait. We want more sanctions relief. You know, they're going into the next negotiation, which is supposed to be Sunday. And now they're saying they don't have a day for it in a weaker and weaker position. Let's see here. Rory Johnson, an analyst, I wanted to flag this, oil market researcher. Who's been talking about, who's been a really good follow on just, you know, getting through the fog of what is actually happening in the movement of oil and other energy through the strait, through other parts of the Persian Gulf, like down around Yemen, and how that is impacting the market. He points out this is the most attack on ships in the Strait of Hormuz since the early days of the war. It's like we're really, you know, kind of back in on it here. One other thing that has happened, this shows, I think that there are concerns in the White House about this. There was a little noticed late night Friday update from the administration announcing that they're lifting sanctions on the Russian oil for another month. It was just 2 days ago, or 3 days ago now, that Scott Bessent said that the U.S. would not renew that waiver. They'd put this waiver, they'd release some sanctions on Russian oil to, you know, help calm the markets when the strait was originally closed. Well, late Friday night, they said they're extending that another month. So that can either be read as a favor for Russia, just another favor from Russia, from our Russophile president, or as a sign that they're not as confident as they're claiming that the Strait of Hormuz is situation is going to be resolved, or maybe a little bit from bucket A and a little bit from bucket B. I think that's probably the answer. Just one more from Gregory Brew, another oil analyst I've been following. He's talking about how really, and this is going back even more than this morning, there's been total chaos in the Strait over the last 24 hours. There are dozens of trapped ships trying to transit only to reverse course. Five tankers have made it through today with Iranian position, but permission rather, but more were turned around. I already mentioned the Indian tanker that was attacked. Strait is still under Iranian control. So it is, you know, not at all what Donald Trump was pitching yesterday, which should not be a surprise since that's him. He's a huckster and a liar. Here he is this morning. He had a big announcement in the Oval Office with Joe Rogan about trying to Joe Rogan is passionate about the use of psychedelics for treatment for people that have addictions to opioids or PTSD, and trying to get those through the approval process. Trump had an executive order press conference about that this morning where he had little Joe Rogan right behind him. It was interesting. Joe Rogan had just called all these MAGA guys like dweebs and losers and not that smart a couple weeks ago. And there he is in the Oval Office hanging out with the losers. During that announcement, Trump did address the situation in Iran briefly. Let's take a look at that.
We'll be talking about Iran later. We have very good conversations going on. It's working out very well. They got a little cute, as they have been doing for 47 years. Nobody ever took them on. We took them on. They have no Navy. They have no Air Force. They have no leaders. They have no nothing. Actually, their leaders are, it is regime change. You call that enforced regime change. But we're talking to them. They wanted to close up the Strait again, you know, as they've been doing for years. They can't blackmail us. In fact, a lot of the ships are coming up to Texas. I don't know if you know, in Louisiana, the ships are coming up. They got used to it. Maybe they'll keep doing it. It's worked out pretty good. But it's going actually along very well. And we'll see. But we'll have some information by the end of the day. We're talking to them. And, you know, we're taking a tough stand. They've killed a lot of people. A lot of our people have been killed. A lot of your fellow soldiers have been killed over the years by Iran.
So you have there Trump saying that they get a little cute. I think firing on ships is more than a little cute. He talks about how they're that the Iranians were talking about closing the strait again, which they have been for years. That's not true. Not true. Strait of Hormuz had not been closed for years. There had not been lots of examples of this during the previous administrations. This is something that just happened this time because Donald Trump started a war of choice and didn't think about the consequences. So that was the spin that he's got. He says that they'll be out more later today. So obviously we'll be keeping our eyes on that. But I think it was noteworthy that Trump, who likes to answer questions, likes to vamp in these settings, likes to show off his shiny toy, in this case, Joe Rogan, when things came to a close and there were journalists who wanted to ask more questions about the situation in the Strait. Here's what happened then. Got to shut this one down. Not good news coming out of the White House. And we'll continue to see what happens. I think, obviously, that Trump will continue to offer more and more concessions in the hope that, the Strait can get reopened. The situation is a lot dicier than it was made to seem 24 hours ago or even 12 hours ago. So we will keep on that for you. Subscribe to the feed. We're going to 2 million. Going to the moon. We're going to 2 million subscribers. We really appreciate it. Tell your friends. And I'll be talking to you soon.
What's up, everybody? It's Bretzky, and America is turning 250. And I can't think of a better way to celebrate that than playing on an American-owned social casino, SpinQuest.com. With all of your favorite games, live craps, bubble craps, live blackjack, there's no better place to play for free and win real cash prizes. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.